Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Somebody, oh, you gotta believe. They have to abound now. Your time, what do you say? Encourage somebody.
remember anything else.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.
About your future.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. James Fortune said, I'm excited about your future. I agree with those words. I too am excited about your future. I'm excited about my future. Hallelujah. Because God said through the prophet Jeremiah, I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil, thoughts of peace and an expected end. Hallelujah. This year, we're going to expect God's best. We're going to expect better and bigger from God. We're going to expect God to move in our lives. Hallelujah. So I thank God as he has brought us into a new season, a new year, during this time of fasting and praying. We're praying for a closer walk with God. We're praying for greater revelation. We're praying in the name of Jesus to know him better and to walk closer to him. That led me to the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, Moses, you know, he wrote the first five books of the Bible, but he gives so many instructions in Deuteronomy. And in chapter number 6, verse number 21, he's reminding the people of God what God expects from them and wants from them. And let's read a few verses here in Deuteronomy, the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse number 21, and we're going to go right into prayer. We've been praying and fasting since Sunday, and we're believing that God is moving in all of our lives. Verse 21 says, then thou shalt say unto your son, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand, Jesus. And the Lord showed signs and wonders, great and sore, upon Egypt and Pharaoh and upon all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from there that he might bring us in, glory to God, to give us the land which he swore to our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all of his statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive, as it is at this day. And if it shall be our righteousness, if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he has commanded us. I believe that scripture is speaking to all of us tonight, as he brought us out of 2019 into the year 2020. God brought you out to bring you in. Glory be to God. He has brought you out of some things to bring you into some better things and some more wonderful things that he has prepared for you. I believe that some of us are in transition. Some of us are being shifted by God. Some of us are going from an old place into a new place. Hallelujah. Whether that be physically, spiritually, or mentally, I thank God that he brought us out to bring us in. Hallelujah. The Bible says he brought them out of slavery, out of bondage to Pharaoh, that God brought them out with a mighty hand. And there are sometimes God brought you and out of things with a mighty hand. And we thank God for the hand of God being on our lives. There are some situations that we know that only God got us out of. Amen, somebody. That means the hand of God is stronger than anything that the devil would put in our way. Anything that the devil attempts to do to hold us, to stop us, to prevent us, God's hand is stronger. Glory be to God. So we thank God that God has us in the palm of his hand. We talked about it, and we know that God is moving mountains even as we speak, but he wants us to speak to the mountain. He wants us to open our mouths and know that God is on our side. The Bible says God preserved us alive for his righteousness. God preserved us. He kept us all last year. He kept us the first 6-7 days of this year. And I thank God that he's a keeper. Amen. God is a keeper. He is our protector. He is our provider. And he is a shield. Glory be to God that will surround us in our time of need. Doesn't matter what the storm is. It doesn't matter the level of warfare. It does not matter who is against you or who's hating on you. If God be for you, this is going to be one of the best years, if not the best year of your life. So I thank God we're going through the year believing and receiving. That is the declaration for this new year, the year of believing and receiving. Moses gave them instruction that if you do this, God is going to bring you into the land that he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And God made some promises to you. God has made some promises to me. And God is not a man that he should lie. Glory be to God. Nor is he the son of man that he changed his mind. God has not changed his mind. You keep moving forward by faith. God is going to give you courage. God is going to give you the wealth that you already showed you. God is going to give you the trust and the boldness and the peace and the goodness that he has already showed you. He's going to bring you out of that debt. God is going to bring you out of that trouble. God is bringing some of us out of worry. God is removing some fear out of some of our lives. And God is, glory be to God, tearing down the unbelief. Because I told you it's the year of believing and receiving. God, I said, God is doing it. God is going to deal with our unbelief. Just like that man said, Jesus, help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. Father, as we move throughout this year, the year of 2020, during our time of fasting at New Creation Church, we're believing by faith that you are doing the impossible in our lives. We believe that even as we speak, we are performing miracles. Even as we speak, you are moving mountains. Even as we speak, you're removing the bondage and the prisons that we may find ourselves in the name of Jesus. God, we are removing the limits off of you, and we are saying, have your way in the name of Jesus. We don't want to limit you with our opinion. We don't want to limit you with our thinking and our unbelief. We don't want to limit you, God, with our mindset. But God, give us the mind of Christ. Jesus moved so powerfully through the earth realm because he was about his Father's business. Oh, I felt that right there. God, this year, make us be about our Father's business. Make it be about Jesus. Make it be about the Holy Ghost. Make it be about God the Father in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, yes, we have personal prayers. We have personal desires. We have things that we know you are going to do. But God, help us to be a blessing to somebody else. Help us in the name of Jesus to have compassion on those we need to have compassion on. Help us, God, to see those who are down, those who are downtrodden, those who are the least of these. You said when we do it for the least of these, we have done it for you. When we did it for the widow, when we do it for the orphan, when we do it for the single parent, when we do it for those who have experienced church hurt, when we do it for the lost, when we do it for those who are spiritually blind, you said when you do it for the least of these, you are doing it towards me. So God, help us to have a heart like the Good Samaritan in the name of Jesus. I thank you for New Creation Church, a church that have been called by your name. We want to be a church without spot or wrinkle. We want to be a church that's on assignment and a mission from God. We want to be a church, God, in the name of Jesus, that the multitudes can come into and they can be fed the word of God, that the multitude and the hurting and those who are sick, those who are troubled in their mind, they can come and it can be like a hospital. It can be, glory be to God, like a place of restoration. It can be that place of love and New Creation Christian Ministries. I thank you for every member, God, in the name of Jesus. You know what they stand in the need of. You know the mighty miracle, just like we read in Deuteronomy. You're still performing miracles today. Oh, glory be to God. Who is that for? Expect a miracle if you need a miracle. I got a miracle in 2015. God helped me a cancer, and I thank God for that miracle. I'm here to testify of the goodness of God. And the scripture that we read tonight, he said, you're going to tell this to your children. You're going to tell this to your sons. You're going to tell this to your daughters. You're going to tell how I kept you, how I kept a roof over your head, how I got you out of some situations, how I made a way where there was no way. Oh, glory be to God. I thank God for my mother as I sat on her bedside telling me about some situations that the Lord brought her out of. And it gave me a certain demeanor. It gave me a certain level of faith. And that's what God is saying to somebody today. I'm increasing your faith. I'm increasing your faith in me, not in your ability, not in man's ability, but our faith is in God. Oh, Pastor, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. Somebody praying. Somebody is fasting. In the name of Jesus, demons are trembling. Demons are fleeing. Strongholds are breaking off of you and your family. The enemy is backing up from you, even as we speak. He don't want you to fast and pray. But when you pray and fast, God, do the supernatural in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you as we turn down our plate, as we lay on our face during this solemn time. In the name of Jesus, God, you are doing a mighty work. You're bringing us out with a mighty hand in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you right now for the abundance. We thank you for the wealth that we're going to walk in. We thank you for the love that's going to lift us up out of every situation. We thank you that our minds are being transmitted and transformed and renewed in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you for heaven. We thank you for the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Give us today daily bread. Forgive us, God, of our sin as we forgive those who sin against us. God, lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Yours is kingdom. Yours is all power. And yours is the glory forever and ever. So, Lord, we're looking to the author and finisher of our faith. God, we're looking because your word says, he who has begun a good work in us shall complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. So, God, the disciples said, give us a greater faith. You said, forgive seven times, 7 times 70. And, Lord, we thank you. We don't want a bitter heart. We don't want a hard heart. God, sometimes this world is mean and this world is cold and this world can be unkind. But, Lord, you still want us to be the light. You still want us to walk in love. You still want us to be the salt and not stoop down or bow down to the ways of this world. God, that's not always easy, but that's why we're praying. You said be slow to anger. Be quick to listen and slow to speak. So, Lord, as Pastor takes over the prayer line, as we open up the prayer lines later on, God, for this time of fasting and praying, work on our family. Work on our individual lives. Work on that is not right and pleasing in your sight. And we give you praise for it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. We worship you. We praise you, O God. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. There is none like you, Lord. We just give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for your grace, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your hand upon our lives, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for this time of prayer, God. We worship you. You are worthy, God. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. We glorify your name. God, we bow down before you. We love you, Jesus, oh God. We praise you, God. We worship you. You alone are worthy, God. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough, God. We just praise you. We adore you. We exalt you, oh God. We lift your name on high, God, and we say, Lord, have your way on this prayer line on tonight. We thank you. We praise you, God. We thank you, Lord, for the prayer that has already gone forth. Yeah. We thank you, Lord. Our hearts are panting after you, God. As a deer pants after the water, so our souls are longing after you, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want you, oh God. We want you, God. We're seeking you. We're seeking your face. We're seeking, oh God, hallelujah, your presence, oh God. We're seeking, oh God, hallelujah, to just be under the in that secret place with you, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, to be under the shelter of the Most High, Lord. We love you so much, Jesus. We love you. We praise you. We worship you, oh God. Oh God, we could never praise you enough. We could never worship you enough. We could never, oh God, hallelujah, bow down before you. We could never, oh God, shout hallelujah enough, God. We could never thank you enough, God, because you've been so good to us. You have been better to us than we've been to ourselves, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. You brought us from a mighty long way, God. You never left us. You never forsake us. You are always with us, oh, God. And for that, we are grateful, God. We thank you for this prayer line, God. We thank you, Lord, for the vocal cords. We thank you, Lord, for the ability to enunciate, the ability to form words. We thank you, Lord, for the ability to come before your throne, God. We humble ourselves in your presence, God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we say thank you. We reverence you, oh God. And we say thank you for being Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And thank you for saving us. And thank you for redeeming us. And thank you for delivering us. Thank you for providing for us, oh God. Lord, we thank you for protecting us. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For just making us brand new. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. If it had not been for you, God, where would we be? We would be lost. We would be, Father God, hallelujah. We would be still out there full of sin. We would be, oh God, hallelujah, off the right path. We would be, oh God, a hot mess. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for salvation. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you, Lord, for this being a year of believing and receiving. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for this being a year of your glory. We thank you for this being a year of your glory. So, Lord, we repent. God, forgive us. We repent, oh, God. We say forgive us of all wrongdoing, God, known and unknown, God. We have messed up, God. Some of us have sinned, oh, God. All of us have fallen short. God, we have sinned and fallen short of your glory, and we ask that you forgive us, God. Oh, God, forgive us, oh, God, hallelujah, of our trespasses. And as Pastor already prayed, help us, God, to forgive those who have sinned against us, God. Let us know, God, that we, oh, God, are forgiven people, oh, God, hallelujah. There is, therefore, no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. But, Lord, help us to walk circumspectly before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to stay on the path. Help us to stay in your presence. Help us to stay in your word. Help us, oh God, hallelujah, to stay in your will, not our will, but let your will be done, oh God. Help us to die to our flesh, God, continually, oh God, hallelujah, knowing that there go I but by the grace of God. Help us, oh God, not to get caught up, oh God, in the sins of this world, oh God, forsaking even the appearance of sin. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Help us to be the light. Know that we are the light of the world and we are the salt of the earth. And God, help us to walk in that and walk in what we've already known. Put it into practice in our lives, God, not being like babies tossed to and fro. Oh, but let us walk like soldiers in your army, God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we love you today. We bless you. We thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries. We thank you for Cloud 9 International Ministries. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for Tri-State Ministries, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God, for every person on this line, for every family. We thank you, Lord, that for my mother, Mother May Thomas, and her pastor. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, and we praise you on today, God. And we say, have your way. Have your way on this prayer line. We give this prayer line to you. Let your Holy Spirit come in here like a mighty flood. Let it not be about flesh, God, but let your spirit, oh God, move on this prayer line, God. We humble ourselves. We die to ourselves, oh God. We die to ourselves, God, and we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, God, knowing that without you, we are nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. Without you, oh God, there is no hope, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, and we're so grateful to have you in our lives. We're so grateful and so blessed to have you as our Father who art in heaven. So, Lord, have your way on this prayer line. Bless every person. Bless every caller in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to ask if any of the prayer teams has a prayer. At this time, we're going to do prayers, and then we're going to take prayer requests. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're on the prayer team and you have a prayer to release, it could be a prophetic prayer. If you have a prayer to release, press 1 at this time. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. If you're on the prayer team and you have a prayer to release, press 1. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Lord, at this time, we're going to open up. I don't see anybody pressing 1. We're going to open the prayer lines. If you have a prayer request, press 1. Amen. If you have a prayer request, press 1, and we will take your call. Amen. Praise God. Let us take the first call. Creating me a pure heart, a clean heart with which to worship you, oh God. Area code 678, God bless you. Your phone lines are open.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. I'm in the middle of cooking, but you know I couldn't miss the prayer line for nothing in the world. So
amen.
I just want to give all the praise. I want to give all the praise and all the glory to God. I just want to thank him for everything. I want to thank him for loving me. I'm in the middle of feeding my grandson, too, while I'm cooking, so I'm going to make it real quick. I just want prayers for my family and friends that are in the island of Puerto Rico, where all the earthquakes are happening over there. I want prayers for them, and I just want to thank God that I'm living today.
Amen.
Because
amen.
There were not too many that woke
yes.
up this morning and didn't see a beautiful day like today. And I just want to thank God for what he has in store for me and what the doors that he's going to get ready to open for me. And God is good. That's what I could say. God is good. When you think he's not there, you're wrong. He's there all the time. He's there with you
yes.
all the time. No matter what.
Yes.
So,
amen.
Praises go up to my Lord. Blessings and blessings to all of you guys on the prayer line, and I love you all. Next time I'll call, I'll make sure that I have a nice, beautiful song for you. But you know, God is good. I'll just say, God is good. Oh, yes, he is.
Yeah.
God is great. Oh, yes, he is. God is good. Oh, yes, he is. God is great. Oh, yes, he is. Just one of my native
Amen.
Songs, but he is good.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much,
thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Is the baby singing too?
Yes, he sings whenever I sing. He sings whenever he hears something. And he was clapping his hands when he heard me clapping my hands.
Oh, that is so adorable. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What's your grandbaby's name?
His name is Edgar Noel. He's a junior.
He's a junior. I thought so. Amen.
Yeah.
Akron Noel. Amen. Father God, we praise
mm-hmm.
your name. We worship you. Lord, we glorify your name. We thank you for Sister Maria, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that she has a praise in her mouth, oh God, and in her heart. And Lord, that she comes to the prayer line with gratitude, oh God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will bless her and keep her, oh God. And she's, Lord, is just giving you praise on this first Tuesday of the new year, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord,
yes,
for 2020, God. We thank you, Lord, for the things that you have in store for her, God. We thank you, Lord, for blessings overflowing in her life, Lord. And we ask, Father God, that you will continue, oh God, to just increase in her, oh God. Increase in her, oh God, in the way that she has, Father God, even never experienced before, God. We're asking, Father God, for greater depths and deeper heights and deeper depths and greater heights in you, God. Oh, God, even as she continues to press away to church and press away to the prayer line and press away, oh, God, hallelujah, to your word and the things pertaining to you, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for filling every area of her life with overflow. In the name of Jesus, you said that eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things that you have in store for us, oh God. So, Lord, I'm praying blessings over my dear sister, oh God, that you will bless her in her coming and bless her in her going, God, that you will give her the manifestation of unanswered prayers that seem to be unanswered, but yet they have been answered in the spirit realm. And God is saying that there are some prayers that you have prayed and they seem to be unanswered, but they have been answered in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. And God says there is a divine timing for a supernatural release. And God, we thank you for your divine timing. We thank you for your kairos, oh God. We thank you for the supernatural release, God. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against her can prosper. We thank you that what you have for her is for her. And Lord, we pray for her loved ones on the island, oh God. We pray, Father God, that you will, Father God, just restore. They've been through so much.
Thank you, Lord.
They've been through so much, yes. God. And we ask, Father God, that you will restore everything that the cankerworm has stolen, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, the locust, oh God, the earthquakes, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, everything that has hit that land, oh God, famine and, Father God, and lack, oh God, we bind it up in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask, Father God, that you will have mercy on those who are there, oh God, and those who are struggling, oh God, and those who yet are putting their hope in you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, put a hedge of protection around the people. And, Lord, just restore the land. And God, make a way out of what seems to be no way. And, God, heal the sick, God, and bring provision, God. Oh, God, bring hope to the hopeless, God. Let them not grow weary in believing in you for a turnaround. And, Lord, we thank you for a divine turnaround, oh, God, for her family and for friends, oh, God. And everything that they're going to steal the land, peace be still in the name of Jesus, peace be still, oh God, in the land, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for baby Edgar, oh God, and we thank you for his life, and we thank you that he's already a praiser. Lord, we put a hedge of protection over his life, God, and we declare that he will never know poverty or lack, that he will never know welfare or Father God, being without everything that he needs for his daily needs, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God, for provision, oh God. We thank you for protection. We thank that his feet will be ordered, his steps will be ordered by you, God. We thank you that he will walk in the house of the Lord all the days of his life. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Speak a blessing over that baby, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, that he will never know drugs or alcohol. And we praise you, oh God. And we just send your spirit, oh God, to just touch that baby now. Just lay hands on your grandson. We lay hands on him right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak supernatural blessings over his life. We speak blessings coming from down through the generations that were missed by his ancestors that will land and be deposited into his life. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that he will not
fail to receive not one of these blessings that you have. And we break every curse, and we declare that every generational curse is broken in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, we thank you for this baby. We thank you for his grandmother. We thank you for his father. Oh, God, even as we touch him, oh, God, we touch his father on tonight, God. And we pray over his father's life, God. And we thank you for the word that's been spoken over his father's life. And we declare that that word shall, I hear God clearly, it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. We declare that every word spoken over Edgar's life, it shall, the father, Maria's son, it shall come to pass in Jesus'
name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, guys. God bless you.
We love you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We love you. Have a good
Hallelujah.
Night.
Hallelujah. We're going to take it. Thank God. God be the glory. God bless. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for the Sister Maria, her grandbaby, her son. Pastor released a prophetic prayer over their lives. We give God praise. We see this next hand raised, but anytime those of you who are part of the praise team, as Pastor said, if you want to release a prayer for the beginning of this year, if the Lord is leading you, amen, you can just raise your hand and we will put you through and you can pray. Just pray as the Lord leads you. In the name of Jesus. But we have a caller right now. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank God. 270-270. God bless. Amen.
Well, praise God. Praise God. Thank God for blessing us to be back together, joined in, as one in the name of Jesus, being the body of Christ, the unified body of believers. And I thank God for the Bible's fire that is on this line tonight. And I thank God for you, Pastor Anthony, and you, Pastor Rebecca. I thank God for each and every individual that is on this line tonight. And I thank God for Sister Maria as she asks for prayer for her family. I thank God for the scripture that you read from the book of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, the 21st verse. And I thank God as I sit here and meditated a minute and the Holy Spirit gave me the scripture coming from the book of Genesis, the 7th chapter. When God spoke to Noah, the Lord said to Noah, go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found you righteous in this generation. God is saying to each and every individual on this prayer line who has a spiritual ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, which is in each and every one of us, we are one in Christ Jesus. We are the body of Christ. And as she released that prayer wanting for her family, God directed me to that scripture, and he gave me a prophecy of old. And I asked God to bless each and every individual and receive this prophecy and take it before the throne of grace. Receive it in faith. Release it out of your mouth, because we know nothing happens until something is spoken. God directed Noah as he directed us, the people joined together in him as one. God says, in Noah's ark, I placed the world. In Noah's ark, I set all my promises. In Noah's ark, I placed all my hopes and dreams of a new world and a new beginning. In Noah's ark, I laid out my plans for the human race. In Noah's ark, I held the heart of the world, every animal, every beating heart, every good wish, and all my blessings. Today is no different, he says to the people of the prayer line, the people of God. Today is no different. I have placed in you my new Noah's ark, all the essence of who I am. I have withheld nothing from you. I have placed my son in you. All the treasures of the universe, I lie in you, in person of my son. You need nothing. You lack nothing, and you will miss nothing. The hopes of the world are in you. The dreams of the world abide within you. Steer your way through the floods. Land on my mountain. Step out and begin to build. Plant and grow a new life with me as the seeds of your possibilities come into reality. Thank you, Father, for being a provident God that we serve. Thank you, Father, for releasing your heart from the heavens to your people. And we receive in faith, Father. We walk in faith knowing who you are, a provident God that we serve. And we thank you, Father, for 2019. But no, Lord, I know there is a bountiful breakthrough and an abundance that you are pouring out for this season of 2020 for your people, Father. I thank you, Father, for allowing us to hear your voice. And by we hearing your voice, we obey, Father. I thank you for allowing us to be more than just hearers of the word, Father, but doers of the word, Father. And I thank you, Father, we do all things with prayer and supplication, Father. And as we release a prayer, Father, our work is to enter into your rest, Father. And as we work, Father, after we pray to the Father, we know who rules and reigns. We praise you in advance, Father, because we know it is impossible for the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous that go up into the heavenlies, oh, to not manifest, Father. We know the power in prayer. We know the affection, fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. We know that you are God that answers prayers. And we know delay is not denial. And as our prayers are delayed, Father, you put interest and increase on them before you allow them to manifest. And we thank you, Father, for allowing us to come together each and every Tuesday and Wednesday night, lifting up the name of Jesus. We glorify you for who you are. You are Alpha and Omega. You are beginning and the end. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, and we consider it done in the name of Jesus. We have not because we ask not. We ask in the name of Jesus, and it shall manifest because we got faith in you, knowing that you rule and reign. You are a triumphant God that we serve, and we thank you, Father, as you allow us to have enemies, Father. Oh, you will make our enemies our footstool. We need an enemy to go up higher. And we thank you, Father. As we go up, you're going to allow us to bring others up with us. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you. And at this time, I say amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Jesus, my God, my God.
Thank you,
what a powerful prophetic release. We give God praise for Prophet Pastor Jamal, Pastor Prophet Gail, Cloud Nine Church. We give God praise, amen, even hallelujah. The mouth of the prophet has spoken from heaven in the name of Jesus. He already decreed and declared nothing is done unless it's spoken first. And we thank God, even as the story of Noah reminds us, everything that was in the ark, everything that was in Noah's ark, glory be to God, started the whole new world. And God has put everything in you and I. I believe the Bible. I believe the prophet. And we will prosper. The man of God said we already possess everything we need. Glory be to God. The word says the kingdom of God is within us. And we thank God, hallelujah, that word is going to bear much fruit in the name of Jesus. The Bible is still giving us commands. Be fruitful and to multiply. So, Lord, we thank you. Even as prophets prophesied, we are going to duplicate, God, that which is good. With that which you have given us, that which you mandated us to accomplish in the earth realm, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you for multiplication. We thank you for a prophetic release that we just heard in our ear gate. We thank you that it's going to bear 30, 60, 100 fold in the name of Jesus. So, God, it's Kairos. It is a set time. He said delay is not denied. And that one who has been waiting, God, oh, glory. Oh, come on, Shatta. That one who has been waiting, they receive the word tonight in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, and we give you praise on tonight in the name of Jesus. Prophet, we give God praise for you. We thank God, amen,
thank
for
you,
you and your church family.
You,
we believe in God for you
thank
and your
you,
marriage, you and your family, that God is going to prosper you and keep you this year. God is going to multiply everything good in your life. Hallelujah. Like in the life of Job, you have been faithful. You never cursed God in spite of all that you've been through, no matter how painful, no matter the degree of torment, no matter who walked away, who abandoned, who deceived you, you still saying, yes, Lord. Oh, glory be to God. And God sees that you're faithful. God sees that you're loyal. God sees that you're committed. Now God's about to overwhelm you with goodness. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Because you are faithful, and God knows that you're going to use it wisely. God knows, glory be to God, that none of your words are going to fall to the ground. God knows in the name of Jesus that you're going to speak with authority to tear down the kingdom of darkness. Oh, demons, tremble. Wherever you work, wherever you go, whenever you minister, whenever you preach, demons are trembling in the name of Jesus. So as you pray for your family, as you be the watchman for your wife and your children and your grandchildren, as you be the spiritual father, shepherd of your flock, God is going to move in a mighty way with signs, wonders, and miracles all year long, man of God, in the name of Jesus. So keep prophesying. Keep speaking what thus said the Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. I want to pray for you. Amen. Father God, we praise your name, Lord. We worship you, Lord, and we magnify your name, Lord. We thank you for Prophet Pastor Jamal Interesting, oh God. We thank you for your hand on his life, God. We thank you for the anointing that flows through his belly and out of his mouth, oh God. We thank you for the your spirit, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your word wrapped up in his loins, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in his life. We thank you for elevation, oh God, in the spirit realm, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for just taking him higher in you, oh God, even as he endeavors to do the work that you have assigned his hands to do. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for just continuing, oh God, that he continues to press his way to your throne, God. We thank you, Lord, for his prayer life. We thank you for his life of his devotion with you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for his family. We thank you for his wife and his children. And as my husband has spoken over his life, God, we thank you, Lord, that not one word shall fall to the ground, God. We thank the blessing that rests upon his life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for the blessing that was released from his spiritual father on today, God. Even as Pastor Emily spoke over his life, God, we thank you, Lord, and we seal these words upon his life. We thank you, Lord, that he is blessed, that his family is blessed, God. We thank you, Lord, and we ask, Father God, that you meet every need, God. We ask, Father God, that you, Father God, send surplus into his hands. So, God, we ask that you send seeds. Oh, God, continue to, Father God, just bless the ministry financially, God. Whatever they need, oh, God, let it already be met in the house. Send the benefactors, oh, God. Send the people who will write the checks, oh, God. Send the laborers, oh, God, those who will do the work of the ministry. Send the errands and the errands, those who will hold up his arms. God, we thank you, Lord. Send, oh, God, hallelujah, the Phoebes, oh, God, hallelujah, and all of those, oh, God, who, Father God, have access to wealth, oh, God, so that the ministry and the vision that he has in his heart can go forth. So, Lord, we thank you for this man of God. We thank you for his wife, God. We pray for his wife. We pray, Father God, that you will touch her, that you will bless her, that you will continue to keep your hand upon her life, God. We bind up every adversary, God, and we come against the hands of the enemy, oh, God, that we're even trying to operate in her life, God, and we speak blessings over her, God. We speak blessings and prosperity, peace and joy, fulfillment over her life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak over this couple, oh God, what man has joined together, what you have joined together, God, let no man put asunder, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We speak a blessing over their marriage, over their children, over their household. And Lord, we say continue to have your way, continue to grow up in them, oh God. Let them, Father God, show the world who you are, oh God, through their union. Glory, hallelujah, and through the ministry that you've given them to do, God. Let your anointing increase in them, God, oh God, so that yokes would be destroyed and curses would be broken, and my God, bodies would be healed, eyes that are blinded would be opened, and ears that could not hear would be able to hear what thus says the Lord. So, Lord, we thank you for this man of God. We thank you for, Father God, even his commitment, oh, God, to this ministry, God. Oh, God, he doesn't have to do it. But, God, we thank you, Lord, for his commitment. We thank you, Lord, for him being a part of us. And we thank you for us being a part of them. And we praise you and give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
him, Lord.
Thank you,
keep
Jesus.
Keep him strong, God.
Thank you,
keep
Jesus.
Him strong,
thank you,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank
in
you,
Jesus.
Jesus'
name, amen.
Thank
hallelujah. Keep him strong.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name,
you,
amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
we you, love
you.
Thank we thank
you.
God for you
thank
and
you.
Your wife, Pastor Prophet Gail. Amen. God, your eyes have not seen.
You have not even gotten a glimpse of what God has in store for you.
Amen.
Because of your faithfulness. Yeah, I see you on the path, and I see the word faithful. Amen. You're on the path called faithful, and you and your wife, you guys are faithful, and God is blessing you because of your faithfulness to him. Amen. To him. This is not about man. This is about your faithfulness to God. Amen. And it's evident. So we thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God,
hallelujah.
We love you. Hallelujah. Help is on the way. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Help is
thank
on
you,
the
Jesus.
Way.
I love y'all.
Amen.
And thank God for the both
help
of you. Thank you, Jesus.
Way.
Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor, I heard that toward him and Pastor Gail in the church, that help is on the way in the name of Jesus. As you pray for the laborers that go into that harvest, he's going to get the help that he needs. We have another caller, 757. Good evening. God bless you, 757.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God.
Oh, we give him praise. Yes.
I come with the same word, just coming on top of that, and right with that, the word that I had from last week, as I was reading John 17 and Ephesians 4, and as Pastor Jamal was talking about the oneness, I didn't get a chance to express on that last week, but I just want to start with grace, the word grace, blessed, chosen, predestinated. And Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done and all that you're about to do, Lord God, through your body, Lord God. We are one, just as your word tells us, and we are encouraged with your word, as in Ephesians 4, that we are one body, one by one spirit. Your word speaks to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. And that we are one body, one spirit, even as we are called in one hope of our calling. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in us all. And as you gave gifts unto us, Lord God, for the perfecting of the saints and for the work of the ministry and for the edifying of the body of Christ, the purpose of us coming together, it says in 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, cunning craftiness, and there's so much of that today, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, pulling down on people like crabs to pull back. But God is greater. Greater are you, Lord God, in us than he who's in the world. Your word encourages us and speaks to us to speak the truth in love, to grow up into you in all things. Christ, which is the head, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase in the body, of the body, unto the edifying of itself in love. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that your purpose is that we be one, and you even show us in your word how to be one and how we are one. We are one in Christ, he being the head and we being the body, just as we can identify with our own bodies, Lord God. This is the example you gave us to walk in, to live in, to be in. We are each different parts of the body and different measures that we have been given, Lord God. And we don't all have the same calling. We don't all have the same operations, Lord God, but you called us to be one in the body because there's a purpose for every member. There's a purpose for each and every one of us until we come into the unity of the faith, until we come together, the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies. There was no accident when this description was given. You have called us to be one, and even as your Son, in his body, he gave his body on the cross, and you call us, Lord God, as one body, and Jesus being the head. Father, thank you. In this year, 2020 vision, Lord God, that you, our eyes are open to see your vision, Lord God, heavenly visions, Lord God, and there is no fear in the revelation that you will reveal to your people, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, there's no fear in the revelation. There will be things that we will see. Eyes will be open to see things. Lord, I thank you that you have given us the faith to believe what you have given us. You have given us the faith to believe, and when we see it, we will know it, and we will know where to stand. Our faith, like I was told, our faith is thrusting us forward. Through everything that's going on, our faith is thrusting us forward. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. We are strong in you, Lord, and in the power of your might. We will do great exploits. As your children, we will do great exploits, not only us, but our seed. We are raising up a generation to do great exploits, Lord God. I thank you for your kingdom come. I thank you for preparing us for your kingdom come. I thank you for preparing us for your kingdom here on the earth. I thank you, Lord God, for kingdom, kingdom vision, kingdom hearts, kingdom minds. Thank you for the mind of Christ. Thank you, Lord God. As Pastor Prophet Jamal said, we have everything we need because we have your supply within us. Greater are you in us than he who's in the world. Yeah. As we walk through the rest, through this life, Lord God, that you have given us, as we walk through this earth, we are in the earth and not of the earth. And as we walk through, we're walking through in the fullness, the fullness, the fullness. Just as your word has proclaimed, just according to your word, be it unto us. So, Father, thank you. Thank you for our spiritual leaders, Lord God. Thank you for raising up spiritual leaders, Lord God. Thank you for strengthening them, Lord God. Thank you for strengthening the fivefold ministry. Thank you for strengthening the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers, Lord God. Thank you for strengthening your people, that which you have ordained, Lord God, to set forth your plan in action for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for raising them up, Lord God, even more and more and more. Thank you for the father's heart, the heart of fathers being turned to the children, Lord God. Thank you for the heart of the children being turned to the fathers. Thank you, Lord God, for the fathers. Thank you for spiritual fathers. Thank you for the hearts in the natural fathers, Lord God, that you're causing them and their hearts to be turned to their children again, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the wholeness and the oneness of the family, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that even as we have prayed these things in the previous years, Lord God, and in last year, Lord God, that, Lord, we will see manifestations of your glory in these areas, Lord God. It has to be. You've called it to be. You said it would be. So, Lord, I thank you. As darkness covers the earth, the glory of the Lord is getting brighter, and it will be seen upon your people, Lord God, and it will be seen in the statutes that you have set up. And I praise you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God, as one, and as we lift our voices and our hearts in praise to you as one, Lord God. Be glorified in your people. Be glorified in us each and every day, Lord God, not according to our will, not according to our ways, not according to our thoughts and our plans, because your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Your ways are higher than our ways. Thank you for bringing us up to that higher way, to that higher thinking. Thank you, Lord God, that your way, Lord God, will prevail, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. We are the victorious church. Glory be to you and your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you for the blood, the blood, the blood. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Jesus, thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Praise
we give God praise for speaking tonight. Hallelujah. Evangelist, minister, Sister Rita, we give God praise as you release just the, oh my God, oneness and unity. We thank God. Jesus said with God the Father, I am one. They thought it was blasphemy. He said, I and the Father are one. And we give God praise for the oneness that's on this line. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says God hates those who sow discord. And in our day, we see so much division, not just in our politicians, but so
so much division in the land. And we thank God as you release that word. I just see the unity. As you said, we are one. That's why this prayer line is still standing. This prayer line is still alive years later because we have the oneness. We have the unity. And a house divided cannot stand. Glory be to God. So we thank you for releasing that word. He said, my sons and my daughters will prophesy. And we thank God for that prophetic word over this year, that we have different parts and different roles that we will do for the body, but we're one body. The hand can't say to the leg, I have no need of you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I have no need of you. We are one body with different operations and different functions, and we thank God for you releasing that word. Father, we thank you for the woman of God and continue to put your hand on her life, God. We thank you that you continue to gird her mouth and her loins. Thank you for giving her a Holy Ghost boldness. Thank you for giving her courage in the middle of fear. Thank you in the name of Jesus. She's doing all she can do to stand until, because she's fighting not against flesh and blood. So I thank you for the anointing that's on her life. I thank you for the oil that she released tonight, that it will be replaced and replenished. I thank you, glory be to God, as she cover her family in prayer, as she cover her grandchildren in prayer, that, God, you will honor this patriarch, this matriarch, in the name of Jesus. God, use her to be a light and a salt in her family and her community. I thank you, Lord, that you would meet every need, financially, mentally, physically, whatever she stands in the need of. God, you say your grace is sufficient. Oh, glory. Be to God. Your grace is sufficient. So, God, we speak favor over Sister Rita all year long. We believe that goodness and mercy are going to follow her all year long.
Hallelujah.
We thank you in the name of Jesus. You say you're going to anoint her head with oil and her cup will overflow.
Thank you, Lord.
Her cup will overflow on this year. Get ready for overflow. Get ready for overflow. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is no deficiency. Get ready for overflow. There is no lack. Get ready for overflow. In the name of Jesus, God sees your faithfulness. God sees, glory be to God, your good work, and your Father in heaven will bless you in the earth realm. In the mighty name of Jesus. So God, like Psalm 1 said, everything our hands touch, may it prosper. In the name of Jesus. Where she works, where she walks, where she goes, God, everything our hands touch, may it prosper. In the name of Jesus. So Godspeed be to you and your family. We give God praise for you being a part of the new creation family. And as you reminded us all tonight, we have different functions and different roles, but we are all about the kingdom. It's all about Jesus. It's all
praise
about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we thank God. He chose us in him before the foundations of this earth. And we give God praise for that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We love you. God bless you. God bless you. You're going to have a great year.
Amen. Amen. Pastor, I also have a prayer request of one of our employees, well, one of our supervisors. She recently lost her daughter, her 10-year-old daughter, and just praying, we're praying for her family, and she also has a young son that's 9 years old that was 1 year younger, and he's had health issues as well. So we're just praying and lifting up this family. Her name is Sabrina. And they're having services for her little girl this week. And she did not want, she's a private type of person, so we didn't know. And we are just trying to support her and also honor her and respect her for, you know, just not wanting to be crowded or just, you know, not wanting to have any contact right now. But just praying for wholeness for her son, for health, his health, whole, that he is whole in the name of Jesus. The condition that both of the children had was the, I forgot what it's called, but it's the hole in the heart and congenital heart. And
heart disease.
Right. And her, so from what I heard, her son has the same condition as well as autism. So I'm not sure how accurate that information is, but we just want to just be in agreement with us that for the wholeness of that family, even in the midst of the loss, and for lots of support, that they have the support that they need in every area for as long as they need it, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Father God, hallelujah. We lift up Sabrina on tonight, God. Lord, you are awesome. You are able, oh God, and you are the lift of our heads. And Lord, we don't know if Sabrina knows you or not, but Lord, we know you, and we are calling on you, oh God, to send your angels, to dispatch your angels, oh God, your ministering angels to Sabrina on tonight. We're asking, Father God, for you to support her, for you to encourage her, to give her strength, oh God, unlike no other, God. We know it's not easy what she's walking through, so we pray your strength on her. We pray encouragement on her. We pray, Father God, your peace on her. We pray your healing power to be released in Sabrina's life in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, help that mother, comfort that mother, walk with that mother, oh God, in the family, oh God, as they are putting the rest, the remains of her little girl, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We don't know all the answers, but God, you have all of the answers, oh God. And we ask, Father God, that you will draw Sabrina to you, oh God, because we know that you can help her make it through this time, oh God. So, Lord, we're praying for you to walk with Sabrina during this time, oh God. Bring her into the kingdom. Bring her into a close walk with you, oh God. Be the air that she breathes. Be her strength. Be her fortress. Be, oh God, hallelujah, the help, oh God, in the time of need for her. So, Lord, we are thanking you and praising you and knowing that you will be there for Sabrina. And Lord, we pray for the family, that you will comfort the family during this time. We pray for the young boy. God, we bind up the hands of sickness. We bind up the hands of congenital heart failure. We bind up a heart disease. And we bind up the sickness and autism or any kind of other kind of things that may be going on with his with the neurology, with his neurological system in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, God. Regulate his brain patterns. Regulate his brain patterns, his thought processes, oh God. Regulate this chemistry, the chemicals, oh God, the chemical balances, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Everything that's out of whack, Lord, we ask that you put it back in line, oh God. Regulate his heart, God. Close up all any gaps and holes, God, in the name of Jesus. Bring supernatural healing to that young boy, oh God. Bring him supernatural healing. We pray supernatural healing over his life right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. And yea, though they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God, comfort this family during this week and the days to come and the years to come, oh God. And Lord, we thank you because we know with the same comfort that you have comforted us, that you are able to comfort Sabrina. So we pray for her and we send blessings to her and we send peace and joy and even some laughter at the memories of her daughter to her. Yes, and we say, Lord, be with her, be with this mother during this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise you.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
God will be with her.
Thank you.
God will be with her. Amen.
Yes.
In some way, he's going to let her know that he is there, and he's going to comfort her and walk her through this time. Amen. And we believe that, and it is so. Amen. Because he said, if we pray anything according to his will, we can believe it.
And I just want to pray. I just want to thank everyone who came in agreement with that prayer. I felt the anointing, and yes, it is done. I praise you,
amen.
Lord God.
Amen.
I thank you.
God. Thank you for bringing her to her family to the prayer line. Amen. That's
amen.
Why we're here.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Praise
God.
God
bless you.
Amen. So do. Amen. I believe. I don't know if that was. Anybody else had a prayer request? Amen. That was our last caller that had their hand raised. Amen. So we're going to pray for those, for some who are on my heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, I lift up my mother, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Let the mother make promise to you on tonight. And Lord, I ask, Father God, that you continue to keep and bless my mother. I thank you for sparing her, oh God, and my sisters, even as they had an automobile accident on last week, oh God. I thank you for keeping them safe, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for even as her pressure went up, that you regulated her pressure, oh God. I thank you, Lord, that you didn't let her have any broken bones or unnecessary soreness, oh God. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah. I pray over her balance and over her equilibrium, oh God, that you, Father God, will continue to let your hand rest upon my mother. You are her healer. You are her redeemer. You are her friend that sticks closer than a brother. You are her doctor. You are her all in all, and she loves you and she praises you, God. And I just thank you for your hand upon Mother Mae Thomas and her life, oh God. I pray right now, oh God. We pray, hallelujah, for Renee, and we pray for Jackie, who has surgery. And God, we pray for your healing power over Jackie's life and over Renee's life, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are always with us. Never will you leave us, never will you forsake us. But God, you said you are always with us. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for being with my mom. I thank you for being with my family, God. Lord Jesus, continue to heal and deliver and set free. Thank you for my daughter, Kayla, oh God. I thank you for favor on Kayla's life, God. I bind up the hand of the devil. We bind up Satan, oh God, trying to come against her future, her destiny. We speak blessings and prosperity over her life. Over her life right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for Yvette right now, God. We thank you for Yvette, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that Yvette belongs to you, God. And Lord, we thank you. We pray over her life and we pray blessings over her life and prosperity, success over her life. And God, we thank you, Lord, that she shall walk with you all of the days of her life, God. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for a closer walk with you, oh Lord. Lord, draw her to you like never before. All of our children, Yvette and Hakita and all of our children, oh God, hallelujah. Yeah, just go ahead and call out your child's name. We call the names of all of our children, Justin and Marcus and, Lord, hallelujah, Niella and Sudani. We call out the names of our children and our grandchildren, Joshua and Nairobi, and oh God, hallelujah. We call out the names of our children, and God, we say, God, we bless our children and we speak blessings over their lives, and we say, it is so in Jesus' name, God. Oh God, draw them nearer to thee, nearer to your cross, God. Hallelujah. Nearer. Bring them into your kingdom, God. Oh God. All of our children, we pray over our children. We pray over Mingo, oh God. We thank you for healing Mingo's life, God. His heart is every part of his body, God. Anything that his ears, his eyes, oh God, every bodily function, oh God. We thank you for total healing over Brother Mingo's life, God. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against your people can prosper. God says no weapon formed against you can prosper. Not one person on this line, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you that not one person on this line shall lose against the enemy's attack. But we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God. So we pray for Aunt Laura and those she is, oh God, all who are sister evangelists, Elaine and Prophetess Michelle, God, Lord, all of the New Creation Church family and all of the, oh God, Cloud Nine International Ministries Church family and all of our spiritual and biological family. Pray over Sister Maria and her church family, God. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We say, have your way. Let your will be done on earth as you have already ordained in heaven. Oh, God, don't take your anointing. Oh, God, let us always, God, oh, God, depend upon your anointing. Because it's not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. Lord, please don't take your spirit from us. Oh, God, let us continue to do this work. Strengthen us, oh, God, as we fast and pray and keep our eyes inclined towards heaven. So, Lord, we love you, we praise you, we bless your name. Have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Let your kingdom come on earth as you have already ordained in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you. God bless you all. Amen. As we end, As we end the prayer line on tonight, remember we are fasting and praying for 21 days. We apologize for those who would want to have fasted since the beginning. We did start on yesterday at midnight on Monday night, and we are fasting and praying from the 6th through the 26th. And we are giving up all white flours, white bread, white sugars, all junk food, no cakes, no candies, no pies, no ice cream, no soda, no chips, all of that stuff, that crunchy stuff. No fast food, no fried food, amen. No meat, red meat, no red meat, no white, the other white meat, no pork. Just chicken and fish, poultry and fish, for those who want to continue eating meat, and moderate according to your health, amen. We believe that you are healed by the stripes of Christ. You are already healed, but we want you to be wise as serpents. God told us to be wise, amen. So we are fasting. We're having absolute fasting from 12 midnight until 12 noon. We are taking nothing by mouth except for water. Amen. And then from 12 noon until 5, vegetables, salad. And then at 5 o'clock, we can break the fast with a solid meal. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Everything in moderation, juice in moderation. Amen. And prayer. We're filling every gap with prayer and the word. Amen. So what we're lacking in food, we are making up. Because I don't know about you, but I want more God's anointing. You know, I don't want church as usual. Amen. I don't want to just go through the motions, but I need God's anointing. Amen. I know a lot of you are right there with me. I know most of you are right there with us. We want God's anointing. Amen. I don't want to operate without God's anointing. I don't want to minister without God's anointing. I don't want to live without God's anointing, amen. Like David said, Lord, please don't take your spirit from me. Because without the anointing, which comes through love, we're just clanging cymbals, just making a whole bunch of noise, a form of godliness with no power. And I don't want that to be on my tombstone, amen. Amen. I want to be said that woman was on fire for Jesus, amen, and she lived every day in his anointing, amen. So God bless you. We love you. Thank you all for sowing. Thank you for sowing. You are co-laborers with us in the ministry that God has given us to do, and the same grace that's on us, we pray it right back on you as Paul did in the word of God when he was talking to the church of Philippi about them giving to the ministry that he was doing. Amen. So we thank God that he's blessing you because you are blessing this ministry. Amen. And you are being a blessing to this ministry because you are co-laborers in Christ with us. So we love you. God bless you. Amen. And we're going to play a song and we'll see you tomorrow. We are praying every day, noonday from 12 to 12 o'clock. At 12 o'clock for 15 minutes. The number is 712-770-3864. 712-770-3864. Access code 323-073. Amen. And every day at 12 noon, you can call in. And we are praying for 15 minutes on Monday through Friday during this fast time of fasting and praying. Amen. So please do call in. God bless you. We love you. Go into the
generation
and embrace it.
Come on, tell me.
Here I am. Here I stand. Lord, my life is in your hands. Lord, I long to see. give myself to you.
Come on, can we say that as our prayer tonight? My life is not my own.
Give myself away.